Welcome to episode 463. They say healthy food is boring, but really, that's only the case if you're not flavoring it correctly. But what I want to show you first today is three unsuspecting flavorings that are in your meals and in your food and probably in your pantry that are actually full of nasties that you really want to get rid of. The good news, though, is that I also have a direct brand recommendation of herbs and spices, one that I use in my own kitchen, in my own cooking, and have for years now. And it's got a cute little story to it as well as to how it actually ended up in my pantry to begin with. So if you're interested in getting rid of some of the crap and adding in some of the good stuff and making healthy food be something you crave and love and find delicious, then let's get into it.
Welcome to the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. You've tuned in because you want to start taking your health seriously so you don't, well, get sick and die. Here we talk all things health, nutrition, and human optimization. Let's jump into it with your host and resident scientist, Maddie Lansdowne.
What's up, my healthy friends? All right, we're talking about cooking, flavorings, making boring food interesting, and replacing all of the crap with all of the good stuff. So I guess indirectly, that all falls under the mission of mine that I've got this year, which is to support 500 people to achieve real weight loss. And by real, I mean dealing with what's really weighing you down, and not just the number on your scale, and not just your calorie numbers, and not all of the digits and the data and the BMI and all of that stuff that we can get really obsessive about. We go much deeper than that. So if you're interested in going deeper than that and you've got a history of yo-yo dieting and going up and down and all over the place with your weight and your health and your relationship with food, then scroll to the show notes or the caption below, book a time to have a chat with me or my team, and we'll see if we are able to support you on your journey. Okay, today we've got three surprising health foods or foods that masquerade as not so bad that are actually not really that good for you, that are full of sugar, vegetable oil, preservatives, and additives. And they're likely things that you know very well, and you probably use them even when you're trying to be healthy or you're trying to eat well. Some of these things probably find their way into your fridge or your kitchen, or maybe they've just been a part of normal life for a long time. Or maybe you got rid of them a long time ago and you really just want to wait till the end of this episode when I tell you about the herbs and spice brand that I recommend. But first, we're going through three of these particular things that you'll find in the supermarket that are very cheap that people use to try and make healthy food tastes good. Number one, salad dressing. And I'm talking the whole gamut, the whole lot that's sitting there on the shelf, but particularly the one called salad dressing. Before I did this episode, I went through the supermarkets in the USA and Australia and just did a general overview of the ingredients of the sort of most purchased products. And salad dressing was up there as number one. And why is it not good for us? Because in all of the versions and products and companies that I looked at that sell this stuff in mainstream supermarkets in multiple countries, vegetable gums were in there, natural colors. Whenever it says natural colors, I get suspicious. In most cases, sugar was the second ingredient. And one of the ones I looked at here for here in Australia, sugar was the second ingredient of 16 ingredients. There should never be 16 ingredients in a salad dressing, okay? You can nail an amazing salad for less than three or four ingredients. Vegetable oil was the second ingredient. Canola oil particularly was a second ingredient. One of the ones I looked in, we don't want these things in our diet, right? They're manipulating our taste buds. They're misleading our brain as to what we're really eating. And basically, they cause inflammation. High sugar, high vegetable oil, vegetable gums can be problematic for people's guts. And there's debates around whether that's real or it's not real. And so in that scenario, we should just steer clear rather than play in a space of gray and confusing. Natural colorings are not natural, right? They're trying to get a color that looks natural. But yeah, I would move away from all of those things wherever possible. Okay. So salad dressing, number one, get it out of your life, especially the stuff in a jar that you got from a supermarket that makes things taste probably really sweet because there's so much sugar in these things. The number two is stir fry or meat marinade sauces. Why aren't these as good as they sound? Again, the things we put them on might be really great. So meat, chicken, beef, whatever it might be in a stir fry, in a curry, you know, whatever it is that you're marinating the meat for or you're cooking it with these marinades in. The second ingredient in most of them is sugar and often cane sugar. I also found some that had high fructose corn syrup in them as well. They've got thickeners in them. Often those thickeners are vegetable oils. They also add cornstarch and different types of flours in order, again, to thicken it up, but it also adds to its sugar content and its sort of addictability, if you like. And that's me using my language flexibly. But the more refined carbohydrates and starches we've got in this thing, the more quickly we absorb them and want to crave them and want more of them, right? Also, gums, vegetable gums, also xanthan gum. Additionally, soy and wheat are found in these ingredients. And again, the lowest number of ingredients for the ones that I saw at supermarkets here in Australia was 9 ingredients in these, and the most was 25, right? And I bet these all taste amazing, but they're full of shit and you want to get rid of them because your body doesn't deserve the delusion that it's actually doing something good for itself when actually these things are not good for you. And maybe the debate is, Maddie, it's in such small volume that it doesn't matter. Sure, but if you're doing this for 30 years, the accumulation of any bad habit eventually has some kind of outcome that's not good for you, okay? And we don't want to accumulate 1% damages or 0.1% damages over a lifetime every single day because we're going to wipe years off our life. I'm obviously extrapolating my language with the assumption that people that don't eat well eventually suffer the consequences. And I would argue that it's pretty difficult to debate that, right? Number 3 is your classics, your absolute classics. Now, these are good from time to time, not good for you, but good for your tongue and good for the meal. Tomato, barbecue, and mustard sauces. Those sort of mainstream sauces in the USA, ketchup, obviously, and tomato sauce is much bigger here in Australia. But again, we've got the same kind of stuff in them. Sugar, natural flavor, food colorings, thickeners, wheat. Sugar most often is the second ingredient, and at a volume that is very surprising for just a single serve. And a single serve is one much tinier than you would ever actually put on a sausage or on your food. But by the time you've put what you would normally put on there, you're rocketing towards your daily recommended intake of sugar. And that's just with the tomato sauce or the barbecue or the mustard that you've put on there. Of those three, mustard's often the safest, but safe is probably the wrong word to use. It's the least toxic is a better way to put it. So I'm encouraging you to think differently about salad dressings, stir fries or meat marinades, and tomato and barbecue and mustard sauces. Sure, they make things great, but there's healthier options. And I want to tell you about the brand that I use when it comes to making food super healthy. Now, the reason that I like this brand is because I've known the person that created the company since she was really little. And actually, for a long time when she was younger, she wanted to be a chef and she had different ideas about how she was going to do that. Maybe she's going to be a dessert chef or a pastry chef or whatever. And so, and then eventually left high school, got into chef school and being an apprentice, and now has spent many years at the top as a head chef. And so, and she's been doing this herb and spice business for a couple of years, which is called Megala Chef. And you can find her stuff on Instagram or on her website at megalachef.com. And she's got amazing herbs and spices, things like ranch seasoning, tandoori, buttered chicken, bolognese, burger seasoning if you're making your burgers from scratch, all sorts of different things. But the ones that I have used literally for years over and over and over again are taco and Texas barbecue rub. The taco seasoning is amazing, and there's no crap in it like the taco seasoning in the supermarket. The Texas barbecue rub, both of those, fantastic. One that gets used all of the time is roast vegetable seasoning, especially in winter. We always use that one in this house. And another one of my favorites is pepper steak. I cook steak a lot, and the pepper steak is immaculate. Now, how do I know so much about the person that created this business? Well, Megala Chef is actually Megan, my little sister. And she's been at this for a couple of years. And as her older brother, it should say something about me that I haven't talked about her spices on this podcast before. And that's because I guess, you know, we all hold each other to a pretty high standard. And so for me, I'm really confident what I'm sharing because I've used it for years, but also I've seen her start something, continue it and grow into this little business, and not even little, like it's really humming along because so many people get benefit. And these herb and spice and seasoning mixes she puts together don't have any nasties, don't have any toxins in them, don't have any additives that the supermarket might add in or the supermarket brands might add in to make them either more flavorful or give them longer shelf life or all of that kind of stuff. And so I guess in a way, I'm sort of saying I've really vetted this stuff. And if you listen to this podcast, I don't really spruik many products, right? And it's taken me a couple of years before I've even spruiked my own sister's products. And that's because I hold you, the listener, in really high regard. And I don't want to mess with you or introduce you to anything that I think won't be there in a month, or that just isn't that good. And so, and I've got a little list of companies that I would love to collaborate with and things that we use in this house, in my house with my family every day for many, many years. But I value you as a listener and really only want to share the best with you. And I also want to support people that are doing good work in the world. And I know them relatively well enough to be like, yeah, this person's really genuine and doing good stuff. So my sister Megan, so MeglaChef, MeglaChef.com. You can find her on Instagram as well. And also you can get a discount, right? So if you heard the MeglaChef brand here for the first time, you can go to the link in the show notes, or you can simply just go to her website or her Instagram and find your way to her shopping tab on her website, and you can pick what you want. I'm more of a herb and spice guy. She's got a few sauces and different flavored things there, but I prefer the spices and herbs myself. And simply put in the discount code MATTYL, MATTYL, all in capital letters, and treat yourself to a 10% discount. And I have it on good authority that that discount will be there for as long as time, basically. So whenever you're listening to this episode, and you want to make your food more tasty, your veggies more tasty, your steak more tasty, the meat that you're cooking that you want to put in the slow cooker, if you want it to be tastier, then trust me, MeglaChef spices are incredible. And I literally use them all the time. And when we have a family gathering, I'll text the family chat and say, hey, Meg, I need more Texas barbecue rub. Can you hook me up? And then she'll bring me this big bag of it. And we just smash through it, especially the taco. Recommend. Anyway, I'm going to get off my MeglaChef high horse here. Obviously, I think it's awesome. Links in the show notes below. Support my sister, support your own health by actually getting rid of some of the nasties that we've talked about, and prioritize using real herbs and spices. Your health's going to be better. Your gut's going to be better. The taste is going to be better. And you can do it with the satisfaction of knowing that I did it without all of the crap. So if that sounds good, get your hands on some MeglaChef spices. All right. I'm going to get off my high horse and hope you have a good one. We'll chat to you soon. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast, simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is. Because you're listening here, I can safely assume you're an absolute legend. And so if you want to keep this party going, I'd love to invite you over to follow me on Instagram or YouTube, both under the same name of The Real Weight Loss Coach. Over there, you'll find different content in both places. It's different. So heaps of bite-sized pieces of information. So if you want to learn lots of things really fast with a bit of a scroll, or simply you just prefer some visuals, then scroll over to The Real Weight Loss Coach on Instagram and YouTube. So see you there. Thank you. And let's get back into the episode.